We're back to the Neil Hay Show. My guest today is David Hallenbeck of Hallenbeck Leadership. I mean, my co-host is David Hallenbeck of Hallenbeck Leadership, celebrity host. How are you, David? I know you're excited about our guest, and it's always great when somebody's giving back so much. This is just like a tremendous mission, isn't it?
Yeah, this is pretty awesome. Chris Collins, we're going to talk about HOPE's mission, and HOPE is an acronym for Housing Our People Everywhere. So thank you for allowing us this opportunity to speak with you, Chris.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm very thankful to have ran into him this morning and have the opportunity to be here this afternoon. It's my honor. So thank you.
Well, Chris, we'll get right to the first question. David will go to the second one. But let me kind of tell you that I created, after I left Clubhouse, which I'm back on Clubhouse again, is my podcast, radio show, TV show as a community. And we have really built a huge community of people that we interview as we get an opportunity some days to have like 20, 30 interviews a week and then put it all on my radio show and plus put them out as podcasts. So we're producing a ton of content. But let's just jump really quickly, Chris, into what's happening. And let's talk about specifically, how did you get involved in this mission? And tell us your background.
Well, I started this mission because of greed, quite honestly. I walked away from profit in 2005 because of a greedy partner. And I told everybody that I was just going to give my life away. No one will ever take it from me again. But I didn't realize how literal that was. But while I was sitting on my couch for a month in August in 2005, Hurricane Katrina happened. And I knew of this machine that would make steel studs. It made 65 feet of material a minute. And I wanted to go recover that disaster and rebuild it. And I built a home down there in 2006 that saves $11,000 a year in insurance versus a wooden one right where the eye came across in Purlington, Mississippi. And it's right on the water, 10 foot on, off the ground. But it was more, that was to get me started. I wanted to recover the entire Gulf Coast, but it's still destroyed. Okay, so there's a lot that's happened in the past 18 years, but we can get to that. But yeah, that's what got me started.
Yeah. Now, where it looking at your website, it appears that you're building these small home communities to help house the homeless. Correct. Was that really your vision when you started this?
Well, the one thing about the tiny villages is this. By putting them together, they can become transition, they're transitional housing right now, okay? Now, once we move people out of those, they become Airbnbs. Once we get the community right and there's not a problem, now it's an income. So now it's a way to sustain, to make sure that the problem never comes back. But if we engage with our children in the community and show that they are the solution to every adult's problem. Now, when our kids push an enter button on the computer after designing a house and an adult goes to work, now they're starting to teach.
So kind of delve into that and I'll go back. I know, David, you have a question too. So how are you making them Airbnbs? So the homeless move in and then they get their lives in order, or what's happening? How's that working?
Yeah, the homeless move in, we get their lives in order. We give them the support they need individually. Every person gets individual access to what they need. They're not going to be put in a group setting and say, all of you have to do this. Every person is an individual. You can't. I'm never going to have a thought for you, and no one's going to have a thought for me. So we need to think of what they're thinking of and how we're going to be able to work with them, because every person is an individual. But as far as the Airbnbs, once we fix the homeless problem in a community and they're not needing these houses for that, now we can either take them apart and build something else, or we can take and rebuild or turn it into an Airbnb, a luxury place for people to stay. Like in my city, I wanted to do a tiny village and I wanted to turn the whole community into an Airbnb because we have so many colleges where the parents come to our city and they would like a nice place to stay closer to campus, stay right there. Well, this would be it. And it's a way that now those parents are supporting what their kids are working with the kids in the community to do every day. because it's the college students that are working with the youth, a lot younger than them, with all of them utilizing each other and doing something positive with a purpose. You know, just having one common goal, get our people off the street and on their feet. Just being the B-Train.
Can you talk a little bit about how you're getting the children involved with designing these homes?
Yeah, you know, our kids are wonderful with computers and things right now. And an AutoCAD system, if they design something, you know, it'll tell them what it'll take to pass code. And every time they push enter, it'll test it. And it'll test for snow load, wind load, all that stuff. And when that AutoCAD says that it'll go, well, these are the cities of the future. And it's the children's future. It's not mine. So I want our kids to be able to have a say so what it looks like. And this is a way to do it. And you know, working with the kids, you know, I did a tiny house with a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old. They're brothers. They had never built anything in their life, but they came out and spent 2.5 hours with me in a parking lot and built a tiny house that was 10 foot tall to the ceiling rafters, and then it had a 6 foot tall rafter system that gave a queen size bedroom up there, but it was 100 square feet, 10 by 10, and they built that in 2.5 hours, and they were amazed because I took one of the trusses and tried to destroy it. I was flipping it over and slamming it to the ground, and then I turned around and put it up on the building. So I want our kids to be able to see what they can build, but also if they build it, they're not going to destroy it. They're going to be proud of what they've done. You know, I was a drywall contractor, and when I done 3,000 homes, I was proud of those homes because I done a quality job, not a quantity job, you know? So I want people to enjoy what they do. And once they find that joy, they'll never work a day in their life.
So how many villages do you guys have?
Well, we're working on a project right now. I've got one. It's a tent village. It's actually going in Florida, working with the guy that's been, I kind of got in this podcast with. He's been doing a podcast for 9 years, and it was called It's My House, but he has now changed that to DIY Housing TV. And we're going to start airing what we're doing. We look to do a community a month from this point forward. We're working on a project in Georgia that's 41 acres, and it will be a music venue, an arts and crafts venue as well. But we will build 100 tiny homes on that property. It'll be a veterans community, and they will be building steel frame homes for homeless vets all over the country as we ship them to other places. And the other one will be for domestic violence victims, women and children.
Good then.
That's awesome. We've got to have a conversation offline. I'm involved with several veterans organizations here in Orlando. So, that's actually one of the things that we've been talking about at a lot of the meetings that I go to is really we've been discussing the stand downs that we have, the community stand downs where the sheriff's department or the fire department or the police department in the community will go in where the homeless vets are and bring them out, get them haircuts, showers, all that stuff. And, you know, one of the things that we've been discussing in these meetings is the housing situation and how best to help the vets. So,
well, you know, when you look at all of our veterans, all of our enlisted people, they teach them to work as a unit to win the war. But when they get out of the military, they become a uni. Now, they just went through the most transformational point in their life. They've got more support than they've ever had before. And then they get it all taken away from them. I don't want them to get it taken away from them. I want them, when they go back to their community, to work with the community. And they'll know why, and that'll bring unity to the community, giving an equal opportunity. But they already know how to win the war with weapons of mass destruction, right? Well, we're going to show them how to win this war with weapons of reconstruction. And that's the palm of your hand, because every palm on earth is pink. And if you show it to me, we can win, because you can help me that way, and I can help you. but if you show me the back of your hand, you can't. So we want to see people's hands. We did Hands Across America back in the 80s. I want to see palms up here in the world, and let's get the people off the streets, on their feet, but also feed everybody. You know, I'm involved. We got dreamhabitat.org. That is a passive solar greenhouse. They grow fish, vegetables, and mushrooms anywhere on the planet. And that's free for educational and personal use. So we want people to know, you know, they can utilize this technology. Our patents are for everyone. Sorry, somebody tried to call me.
No, let's just keep on. Okay.
But yeah, definitely. You know, it's time for us to realize that we are the solution. You are the solution. And everybody has a part, and there's no part too small. We need them all.
Okay, so I guess the biggest challenge of growing, what do you think of this?
Reaching people. Because I just got a program here in Bloomington, Illinois, that they will pay $350 if you qualify, like if you're not making a certain amount of money, they'll pay you $350 to come and work one day. Well, in that day, we're going to build homes that people are going to live in. Okay, now you got paid to do it. So our city's now paying someone to go out and volunteer. It's kind of weird. It's not a volunteer anymore. But I put out a push at the beginning of June. And that was from 8 years old to 88 years old. If everybody put in 8 hours toward one common goal here in America, if we did it worldwide, we're talking 8 billion people. But if everybody put in 8 hours over the next 8 months, we would have no hungry and no homeless. The machinery that I have now, and you're talking being in Orlando, I have a factory in Orlando that has 4 machines that make 2 feet of material per second. For there to be a homeless problem in Orlando is because we haven't talked and got this moving forward. So we do have factories across the nation. We can meet the need of the nation. We need the nation to know. And that was why I was excited about getting on your show.
Yeah, and I'm the connector. Remember that. The media giant's the connector. So the best place we can find information is go where?
To you.
No, but what about you? For information on your hope.
Well, hopeforhousing.org. And I'm with another organization, and that's New Hope Advocacy. And that is for learning, you know, children with learning disabilities and people with learning disabilities. That is a wonderful program. Working with Dr. Teresa, that's the program that I'm doing in Georgia right now. So our goal is to start a town or a community every month, this, you know, every once a month, at least across the nation. And that be the key, that we don't have to do one a month. Okay. That's what we're doing. So I'm putting out a show called Least. And when you see it, we're going to televise everything that these people are doing. But this is the least they're doing. Now, what's the least you can do? Share it with us, and we'll show up with the film crew. So we're going to try to energize people and get them out here so everybody will be able to see it. And we're going to stream it on Roku.
All right. Well, appreciate it, sir. Thanks again, Chris.
Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.